Today, a sign that layoffs are declining.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to the Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. This morning, the government said fewer Americans filed new unemployment benefit claims last week. Speaking of which, is the global reaction to unemployment threatening free trade? That's in a moment. First, where's Wall Street? Well, the Dow almost touched 11,000. Now it's backed off. It's down 12 points, or a tenth of a percent, at 10,955. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are down two-tenths of a percent. Let's welcome economist Diane Swonk of Mesirow Financial. She joins us live every Thursday from Chicago. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
New claims for jobless benefits fell last week by 11,000, better than expected. How good is that?
Well, it's good in that it's the right direction. It's bad in that last week's data was revised up. And basically, we're still on trend for unemployment claims being way too high. And tomorrow's data on employment will likely contract because we've got more than 80,000 census workers still coming off those temporary hires the government made to do the 2010 census.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. Unemployment is high in lots of countries, Diane. And this week, we've been seeing these countries competing to stimulate their own economies, possibly at each other's expense. How concerned are you that hard times will bring a wave of economic nationalism and protectionism?
I'm certainly very concerned. What we've seen is a real reaction out there. One is to manipulate currencies to try to get exports up. And if that doesn't work, some of these countries are threatening fairly major tariffs, including our own. And unfortunately, the lessons of protectionism, as simplistic as they seem to someone on the street, the lessons that we've learned from the Great Depression and other periods of high protectionism is that they cause further unemployment, not more employment out there. They don't protect many jobs. They actually cost us even more jobs, and our economies contract when we stop trading with each other. So this is something of real concern, especially as we run into those November elections, which are going to be tough no matter how they're cut.
We'll keep following this story. Economist Diane Swonk of Mesirow Financial, thank you.
Thank you.
The Justice Department is looking into whether banks have been improperly foreclosing on properties and evicting the owners. Ally Financial, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Bank of America have halted foreclosures in 23 states while they try to figure out whether the legal paperwork is actually legal. We asked Marketplace's Elisa Roth what this foreclosure freeze could do to the real estate market.
Clifford Rowe is a real estate broker on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Florida is one of the 23 states where some banks have suspended foreclosures. Almost all of his business is selling properties that banks have repossessed. He says he's doing a quarter of the business he used to.
The banks have just said, whoa, stop, can't close it. So they're pulling them at the closing table. Or they're calling us up and saying, we're not going to close. So, I mean, they're just disappearing.
Rowe says he still has customers who want to buy foreclosed houses, but he has to warn them.
I tell them that, you know, this property, as far as we know, we can sell it, but that could change tomorrow. So understand that.
Just to be clear, this is a pause. Most of these foreclosures will probably stick, but it could take months to sort that out. Chris Mayer is a real estate professor at Columbia's Business School.
You know, home buyers are going to be worried, you know, maybe I should wait 6 months until the foreclosures come back in the market.
And all that uncertainty will probably delay the economic recovery even more because the real estate market is such an important part of it. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday.
As we mentioned earlier, the government's monthly employment report comes out tomorrow, and it probably won't be great news. So if unemployment will decline eventually, what would it take to make that happen? Economists are debating that question, says Marketplace's economics editor Chris Farrell. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
So I know the more liberal economists, the Paul Krugmans of the world, have been saying the government should spend more to bring back jobs.
Well, that's right. They're saying that this unemployment is cyclical. Now, that's a fancy term for this dynamic. Economy's weak. Employers aren't hiring. If the government can stimulate the economy really starts growing, then employers will hire workers, the unemployment rate will fall. But here's the thing, Bill. There's some really respected economists that are saying, no, 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 hold on a second. This high unemployment isn't cyclical, it's structural.
Yes, structural. What do they mean by that?
What they mean is companies have jobs, but they can't find the skilled workers they need. The workers want to work, but they don't have the skills to get the job. So think laid off construction worker, Silicon Valley firm hiring programmers.
Mm-hmm. So which is it, Chris, cyclical or structural, and why is that so important?
Look, it's both. And I mean that very seriously. It's both because on the one hand, this economy is very weak, and therefore, if it starts growing, the unemployment rate will come down. But there's also a fundamental problem in our economy, Bill. That is, we have too many poorly educated workers for the kind of jobs that are being created. But here's the thing. I want to just add one other twist. The real worry is the longer this economy grows slowly, the more structural unemployment will become.
And why is that? What happens to jobs and to workers in a long economic slump?
Look, life is not fair. But what happens is you become rusty. You fall behind changes in your industry. And employers, they start looking at the unemployed worker as damaged goods, and it feeds on itself, and it is bad for everyone.
Okay. On that cheery note, thank you for laying that out for us. Chris Farrell, our economics editor. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
And finally, which non-solo musical act has placed the most singles on the Billboard Hot 100? The Beatles? No, 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 that was true last week. This week, Fox's musical TV show Glee charted 6 more songs, giving the cast 75 hits, 4 more than the Fab Four. Only 16 more hits to go to catch James Brown, another 18, and Glee will beat Elvis and everyone else.
Don't stop.
Dare to dream. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Once upon a time, Fort McMurray was a quaint little town in Canada. Then they found oil and things were never quite the same.
It's just I don't like the rush of this place. Everybody's in a rush to rat race.
It's about the money.
It's about the money, exactly.
I'm Kai Rizdal. More money, more problems, as they say. Also, the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.